Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today, Devin is joining me again, and we are sipping on reds today. Devin has a red today, too, right?
I do.
You do. And Devin is sipping on something that we actually don't sip on that often. Sheree and I, for whatever reason, it doesn't make it into the rotation. And they're not bad wines, so I don't know why we don't do it. But before we get into what Devin is sipping on, I am sipping on a Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve Cab Sav. It's 2017 and it is Sheree and Sasha approved, of course, at 13.5%. But according to the website, it says it has aromas of lush, bright black cherry, blackberry, and whatever cassis is, because I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. But apparently it draws you in. So I'll have to look that up later. It's supposed to be rich, round, and it has seamless tannins that provide a robust background. And it's a supple mid palate, which means it shouldn't feel too dry. It has notes of cedar, vanilla, and a hint of mocha, which linger on the finish. I love when they have such descriptions because I never taste any of it. Yeah, that's just the cab sav. Like,
no lingering mocha.
I don't know. Actually, I don't taste the vanilla, but I would probably venture to say that's mocha. I think when people hear mocha, they assume chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah.
And that's not the same thing. It's not. I had a wine over Christmas, I think. It might not have even been this past Christmas. I don't know. They all run together at this point. That was a chocolate wine, and that was like chocolate. Like, that one tasted nothing of like it. It was like a chocolatey wine.
That sounds amazing.
You would think,
but no,
but not really.
Huh?
It was weird. It was because it was like somewhat of a dessert wine, but it wasn't sweet enough to be a dessert wine.
Oh yeah, that would have been a mind fuck.
Yeah, so it's like. Yeah, it was kind of like that. But it's good. It's not a bad wine at all. Like, I this is another wine where I have no idea where it came from. I don't know why it's in the house. But it tastes fine. So, Devin is drinking on a Paso Robles Double Black Zinfandel. And we don't, like I said, Sheree and I don't drink too many Zinfandels. And I don't know why, because Zinfandels are good wines. But according to the website, this Zinfandel is supposed to be lighter. It's a balanced take on a Zinfandel. And it's supposed to start with aromas of strawberry. You really like the nature ones. Because last time, didn't you have one that was like grass, right?
Yeah.
So this one is strawberries, crushed rocks.
What the hell?
And minty herbs.
That sounds disgusting.
And it says there's a pleasant snap to the sip where raspberry, white pepper, and rose petal flavors align.
That doesn't even sound good to me. The rocks completely threw me for a loop. It smells very berry, though. Like, I get a lot of berry when just sniffing it.
Devin is, like, doing the complete smell test right now. Her face.
That's what rocks taste like, huh?
How do we feel about it? You don't know how you feel about it?
I don't even know. I can't say I'm gonna finish this bottle.
Really?
I don't know where it came from either. This is another one that somebody probably bought because the bottle looks nice. It's not bad.
Do you taste strawberries or rose petals?
I taste rocks. That's what I'm guessing this tastes like.
Or white pepper?
It's definitely peppery. Mm. I'm definitely getting the pepper, which I think maybe is throwing me for a loop because it smells so sweet and berry, but when you taste it, not at all.
The smell's not matching up?
No.
Yeah,
but it's not bad. It's definitely good. It definitely is hit me right here. and it's also Sasha and Sheree approved. Did you say that? I think it's
Sasha and Sheree approved.
Yeah. 14.5%.
Oh, 14.5%. Look at that. Cool.
So not terrible. But yeah. Says it goes good with barbecue. So when Q comes home, maybe I'll.
Yeah. That works. So wine really does, like, it tastes different depending on what you're eating. I fully believe, like, it can have a completely different taste profile if you're eating something that it says it's supposed to pair with.
Right.
As opposed to just drinking.
Had banana nut loaf from Starbucks, so maybe that's why.
Well, so for today's episode, because this is coming out the week of Mother's Day, Devin and I wanted to talk about just lessons that we learned from our moms and, like, things that we kind of carry over into our own parenting, and then kind of a little twist. And Devin agreed to this. I did not make her do this, you guys. I made sure that it was okay. But if you listen to last week's episode when we talked about mental health, Devin talked about losing her parents. And so she lost both of her parents, unfortunately, back to back pretty much last year. And so this is going to be her first Mother's Day without her mom. And I know it's already been difficult because you keep getting a lot of, like, advertisements and stuff for Mother's Day.
Fuck them so much.
I have noticed, though, that I've seen more companies this year than I think I've ever seen before, or maybe I just haven't noticed it. And I wonder if COVID plays into this, because obviously a lot of people have lost their parents or have lost people. But I, like, got a couple emails from different companies that was like, we're going to be sending Mother's Day emails soon. If you would like to opt out of this, like, click here.
You'll still stay
on the list, but you can opt out of Mother's Day.
I've seen that from several companies, and I seriously think it's the best thing ever.
Really?
And I've never noticed it before either. So I don't know if I'm more conscious of it, obviously, because I have lost my mom. Or, like you said, it's just because of, you know, the vast majority of people that have lost family members due to COVID.
So I think that's, I do think it's probably plays a lot into COVID, and that's coming up, because I swear I've never seen that before. But I do think, like, as someone who lost their dad, I would like to see that same stuff. Well, now it doesn't bother me, but, like, when I first lost my dad, I probably would have, like, preferred to opt out of, like, the Father's Day emails and things like that. So
for sure,
yeah, I can definitely see that being a benefit. Do you think that, how are you mentally preparing yourself for this weekend?
I think I'm going to completely take a sabbatical from social media, to be honest, which is obviously difficult because I run a social media agency. But I don't want to be triggered. I'm very much in the place of my grief that I'm angry and, like, jealous of people with their parents, which sucks. But, I mean, it's completely normal.
It's one of them stages.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm just going be MIA, like, probably Sunday, Monday, let it die down.
I don't blame you. I think that, I mean, that makes sense. I think, you know, I haven't lost my mother, but I know several people who have, and Mother's Day definitely hits hard for a lot of them, even when it's been, like, years, and more so than Father's Day for most people, which...
Yeah. It's really weird. I know. I catch myself feeling bad because I am a complete fucking mess over my mom. Like, I still have not been able to, like, watch any videos with her or hear her voice or anything like that because it completely fucks me up. But my dad is like, of course I'm sad he's gone. Like, it's not.
You'll never
thing.
Be posting about your dad. All them little, like, quotes and stuff, it always be about your mom.
I know, and I feel so bad because I'm like, damn, I hope people don't think, like, I don't miss my dad, because I miss him. Like, I miss the shit out of him, but it just hits different.
Well, your dad was sick, though. Like, yeah. Your dad was more expected. Your mom was out of left field. Like, that was
exactly. And I started preparing myself. Like, I had accepted my dad was dying before anyone else did. So I think it's different there. And then just also the relationship that you have with your mother as a woman. But
that you have with your mother.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's crazy because, like, I can drive my dad's car. I have my dad's car. My mom's car is in my garage, and I can't even, like, fucking look at it. So it's – yeah, it's – I can't wait till that shit's gone. but it's totally different. It's totally different.
Do you think that your mom has had or had an impact on, like, how you parent your kids? Are you, like, different? Like, are you opposite? Because I talk about this. This is why I bring this up, because I talk about this with my therapist. We talked about mental health last week, guys, and I do talk about this with my therapist. The way that I was parented by my mom, in ways that I try to be different. Not that she did it bad, or that, right, you know, it fucked me up some sort of way, but that for whatever reason I decided I want to be different.
Yeah. I think more so with both of my parents, they impacted me to show me what I did not want to do. Mm-hmm. I do think that I do nurture my kids a little bit more.
I feel like that's our generation.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because it was like, you fine. Like, like we essentially raised ourselves, I feel like, in some aspects.
I was a latchkey kid starting in the sixth grade.
Bruh, like, yeah. And I can't even imagine that with my kids now. Like, no, you're not.
You can't the world. Stay by yourself.
Yes, you're the 10. World. What are you exactly. Doing? You're 14. Like, no, no way.
Mind you, when we was 14, we was already home by ourselves all exactly. the time.
Cooking, feeding ourselves, like, pretty much completely raising ourselves. But my mom was definitely a lover. Like, she loved on us hard. More so my brother. Like, my brother, he got everything. He was the baby. We're only 2 years apart, but I feel like he was coddled. And being a mom of two boys, it definitely showed me I do not want to raise my boys that way, because my brother and I have turned out totally different.
Yeah.
So I don't want to enable my boys to, like, live off of my husband and I, or, you know, to feel like we're going to bail them out every time they do some dumb shit. Like, I mean, you know, you're there for your kids to an extent, but I definitely feel like I'm going to do probably the complete opposite of my mom.
Yeah. I think I've talked about this before on the show, how my mom is so much of the stereotypical Spanish mother. And for those Spanish mom or Spanish folks out there, y'all know what I mean. Like, she will give you a compliment, but immediately pull it back in. And immediately, like, it's never fully, like, it's a genuine compliment, but it's never really 100% there. Like, it's like, oh, like, you know, if I paint, you know, if I painted the house or something, oh, that's a nice color. I would have chosen this color. Like, that, it's type of, it's stuff like, or, oh, your hair looks different. Like, it looks nice. I see your grays are gone. Like, it's like,
thanks.
It's like stuff like that. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you're losing weight. Like, good. Like,
yeah. It's about time.
Yeah. It's literally, and it's, that's just it. Like, that, I feel like in most Spanish households, like, I think that generation was raised that they, for whatever reason, couldn't be too nice. Like, it was like, yeah, like, we love you, but not like that much. Like, you right. know, like, don't get you're not that important. So I think right. I gotta try to bring you back down a level. And so I try very hard not to be like that with Stokely. Like, I will genuinely tell him, like, oh, and, like, I call him handsome a lot, and, you know, I try to, like, oh, your hair looks so nice, and mommy loves your hair, and, you know, I do things like that because I don't want to be the one to, like, yeah, mom never compliments me.
Yeah, exactly. My mom wasn't like that. Well, I guess I could say that I hated sharing, like, good news with my mom, because later in my life, as I got older, I realized my mom was a narcissist, and I really struggle with that. I'm sorry, mom. I really struggle with that because I realized everything was about her. So if I shared good news, like, about, like, when I started my business and things were going really good, it would be like, yeah, but you're not helping me with my social media, or You know, she'd instantly start talking about her business. She was selling paparazzi jewelry. Like, I feel like they're not the fucking same. So it would always be like, you know, I'm telling you something good, but you immediately have to dive in with something about you and yourself. And it was just, it was fucking exhausting that you couldn't just be proud of me for something, but in turn, you had to turn it into something about you.
So I will say, as someone who's an only child, I have a bad habit of doing that, but not in a narcissistic way. I hope not. But more so it's how, because somebody pointed it out to me. They were like, yo, every time like I tell you something, you somehow bring it back to yourself. And I read like a meme that essentially broke it down. It was like, it's my way of relating to what you're saying is to be like, oh, like I do this too. So I've been, ever since it was brought to my attention, I try to make sure that I'm not doing that. Cause I don't want it to be like, well, Sasha don't give a fuck about what I'm talking about.
Right. Exactly. And I don't think she, like, obviously she cared and I knew she was proud, but sometimes, like, she would make me feel fucking bad for sharing my good stuff. You know what I mean?
My mom always made me feel like I should be a lot more noticed than I actually was.
Really?
Anytime that, like, if growing up in high school, in college, if I had my hair a different way or if I wore a different outfit or something, it was my first time wearing something. And if she thought I looked nice, I would go to work or go to school and come home. And she, did anybody say anything about what you were wearing? And I'd be like, no. And she's like, really? Because you look so nice today. Or like, this was nice. And I was like,
oh, that's
nice. I don't
nice.
Think people notice me as much as you think they do.
Oh, that's cute.
I guess.
I'm like, damn, nobody thought this was cute but you.
Yep, nobody thought it was cute. Do you think, your parents essentially have helped you parent differently, you think?
I definitely think so. I'm definitely more conscious of how I treat my kids and try not to insert myself in everyone's goodness and glory. Like, I'm clapping you up and I don't have to say, yeah, but such and such.
Well, that's good. You took something away from her.
One thing funny about my mom, she always wanted me to be more feminine. We were completely opposites. My mom was all about...
You're not.
Shut the fuck up. She was all about pink and bling and high heels and getting Devin her hair is, so and nails.
I don't know if you guys have, for those listening, to see what Devin looks like. We've shared pictures of her on our Instagram. So I have known Devin since middle school. Devin has always been pretty tomboyish, but not like, I don't think you're not feminine. I think there's a difference.
Okay.
Because I think you could be like, there's people who are clearly like not feminine at all. Like it's, like you're obviously, and not to be discounting anyone, I want to make sure I say this in the PC way, I guess. Like you're obviously a woman.
Yeah.
But so you're feminine in that regard.
Right.
You're just like very tomboyish, and she's like, Devin is tatted up out the ass, like she got tats everywhere. She got dreads, but her dreads are green, or teal, I guess. They're teal at this point.
Yeah, because I need to dye
and
again.
Yeah, but I feel like you were always like, you were never really girly growing up. I guess
never. It was a huge argument. Like, my mom couldn't get me to play with fucking Barbies to save her life. I'd rather play with G.I. Joes and Hot Wheels. Skirts, like, fuck that. I
don't like skirts either. But I will. Back in my I have to go to work days. As soon as it started warming up and like during the summertime, I had nothing but like work dresses. Like, six inch heels. Work dress.
Literally, probably the only two times I've ever worn... Oh, no. I did not wear heels for my wedding. I wore wedges. I think I wore heels for my prom, maybe.
I had custom heels for my wedding.
What the fuck? No, I can't. I don't got the need for this shit.
I forgot where... I think it was, like, through Nordstrom's or something. You could design your own shoes. And they were, so my wedding was wine themed.
Oh, you don't say.
Because it was at a monastery, but the venue itself was like very brick, and it just mm-hmm. lent itself towards like a vineyard type look. And so our colors were Merlot and champagne, aka burgundy and gold. And it was an open toe, like not open toe, but like a peep toe shoe mm-hmm. in red velvet, like a burgundy velvet. And then the heel was glitter gold.
Bruh. Very on brand. Very on brand.
I love those shoes. I still wear them whenever I have a reason to like pull them out if they match me something, because I love them. And then I showed you the shoes my husband got me recently.
Oh yes, you're very excited to wear those at some point.
I love heels, but I also don't consider myself much of a girly girl, and my mom definitely is, like, not so much with the dresses and things like that, but she was very much raised in, like, she to this day, my mom has been retired for years, she still wakes up and puts makeup on every day.
Yep,
not like a full beat face like what people do nowadays, but like she still, like, she has her primer on and her foundation, a little eyeliner.
Bro, to go to the grocery store?
Yeah, she does. Even to sit in the house.
No, ma'am. What? No, ma'am. Yeah,
she curls her hair, like she does her hair every day.
I love it.
She's still, and mind you, I'm like, sometimes I don't take a shower till like 2.
Right.
But she was very much raised like that. Like, you always got to be presentable. You always got to put yourself together. You wake up, you take a shower first thing in the morning, because if something happens during the day, you want to make sure you have clean underwear on, type stuff. Like,
bruh, I would be screwed then, because I damn sure would. I took my shower at 1 o'clock. That never rubbed off on me. Like, she was the epitome of glitz and glamour. And I was just like, nope, I'm cool. I'll wear these jeans and these sneakers. Like, I was a sneakerhead. And she had, when we had to go through her shit, oh my God. Like, the amount of clothes and shit that still had tags on it. Jewelry.
I love jewelry.
Shoes out the ass. I love shoes. I got shoes just sitting out there in my garage because I feel like I shouldn't get rid of them, but I'm not going to fucking wear them.
Wear them.
It just feels wrong because they're like, they're really nice, but I'm not going to fucking wear them. I do think, like, my mom will always kind of check me sometimes in a nice way. Like, maybe you should do this, you know, just to be a little more feminine if it was, you know, I was supposed to be dressed up for something or whatever. Like, Devin, maybe you can not wear those fucking boots. Maybe you can wear this. Like,
Stokely told me this morning, when I picked him up from school, he was like, because I said my mom's spending the night tonight, and he said something about Mimi's house. He was like, yeah, Mimi has Mimi, I listened to all of Mimi's rules at her house. And I was like, do you? That's good. He was like, yeah, because you have the same rules that Mimi do. And I was like, are you trying to tell me I'm turning into my mother? Is that what you're getting at? That I have, and I do, that is one thing I think that's rubbed off from probably the way I was raised and how my mother is. Probably both my parents, because both my parents were in the military. Mm-hmm. And my mom is like just as type A as I am, but even more so. Like, she's like, when I cook, I have to immediately like clean up everything and wipe down counters, and like, she does the dishes whenever she's here watching Stokely, because she can't like start a meal if there's stuff in the sink. Like, she has to get rid of all of that stuff first. I'm not that level of,
I sound
like
my husband.
I'm not that level of it, but you know my organization.
Yes. He hates that shit because I'll just start cooking around and he's like, what the fuck? Like, we got to clean up before you can start. I'm like, bruh, I'm just trying to get this shit done.
Do your kids do anything for you for Mother's Day?
Straight up, I told them I didn't want to celebrate Mother's Day at all. I just, in my head, I said I wanted to, like, sit in a dark corner and fucking cry all day. Like, that's how
I... But we're not
going
to let you do that.
No. And he instantly, he gave me, he just looked at me like, you fucking tripping. You know there's no way in hell. So I do know they got me a gift. He said he's not going to push me, like, to do anything. Like, we don't have to go out or do anything like that. But the kids should be able to celebrate me because I'm still a mother. And I've been talking about that through with my therapist too, because obviously Mother's Day has been shoved in my face the past 2 weeks, because I've been doing Mother's Day stuff for my clients and I've already been struggling with it. And she was like, you know, one, you have to let your kids celebrate you because you don't take that away from them because you're still their mother. For two, celebrate who your mother was, what she meant to you, what impact she had on your life. Like, celebrate that. You don't, obviously it's going to suck that she's not here, but she was still your mother. She's still your mother.
I agree with your therapist.
Yeah, she's fucking amazing. She gets.
And I definitely agree with the point. And I think, like, again, I obviously still have my mother. I haven't lost my mother. But I do think it's important to celebrate, like, ourselves because we're moms. And being moms are, it's extremely hard.
It's hard as fuck. And parenting through grief has been one of the hardest things, like, ever, because you still want to, like, be there for your kids and be present and all that kind of shit. But you also kind of want to crawl into a hole and not do anything. So it's finding that balance. So, like, I know, like, yeah, we should be celebrating Mother's Day. Like, I know that. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to, because I know I'm going to go through these range of emotions. I'm going to be happy. Oh, whatever you got me. It's so cute. This is cute. Then I'm going to be like, oh, shit. First thing I want to do is call my mom.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be sad. Then I'm going to be pissed. Then it's just going to be a mess. You know what I mean? Like, and like one of my cousins.
It's similar to, I guess, how I celebrate Christmas. So because you guys all know my dad passed away Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve was also like my dad's one of his favorite holidays. Like, he did it up on Christmas Eve. And kind of what we have taught Stokely is, like, you know, mommy's a little bit sad today, but it's like, try to, you know, help her feel better. Like, you know, tell her you love her, like, give her hugs, that type of stuff. Because I obviously, the same as you, like, I don't want my son to be sad on Christmas Eve. Like, right. We do a lot of things. Like, we open presents and shit. It's a lot of fun when you're a kid, Christmas Eve.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't want to take that away from them. So it's you just essentially put on a happy face.
Yeah.
And go through the motions.
Yeah. But that shit's exhausting sometimes.
It'll get easier. I've told you this. Yeah. And I know people say that all the time, and people hate to hear it because they're like, nah, whatever. But
I mean,
like,
it's
not easier right now. I don't want to hear that. It's not easy right now. I get that. Like, yeah. I was there.
I definitely say there has been some improvement because I was
crying. You're not crying, like, right now.
Yeah, I'm not. it might be this wine. I don't know.
that 14.5%.
Exactly. But yeah, a few months ago, there's not a chance in hell we'd be having this conversation. I wouldn't have, like, boogers spewing out of my nose right now. there has been some improvement. I have bad days, and that's okay. Like, I am just very transparent with my family, and I say, you know, I'm not having a good day.
I think it's your first year for everything. So
yeah. And there's so much shit this year that just I don't even realize would suck and does suck. Yeah. Like when Adrian got into the high school he wanted to get into. That day was so fucked up for me because I was so happy. But the first thing I would have done is called my mom. And I couldn't. Yeah. So then I was like sad and then I was pissed. It's just.
The anger really seems to be coming through. Right?
It is. But look, I'm progressing through these stages, girl. But the angry one is just, it's not for me because I get so fucking mad. I'm just mad, like, why did I have to lose both of my parents? Like, fuck, I couldn't just have one. And then I'm, like, angry, like, jealous. And I hate feeling that way because I'm not a jealous person. But when I see people with their moms, I'm just like, fuck, like, I would give anything to just talk to her.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, so I just Googled the 7 stages of grief.
Which one? So which one am I at?
After anger comes, and I feel like you're somewhat there already, depression, loneliness, and reflection.
Oh, fucking great.
But then, once you get through that reflection, it takes an upward turn.
Okay. What do we have after that?
It's upward turn, reconstruction, and then acceptance and hope. So.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I think I can deal with everything else. This anger one, though, this is, whew, Be mad as shit. I just,
and if you only go by the five stages of grief, it's denial, anger, bargaining, which is probably also where you are now too, because that's like the why did it have to be, like it's not fair type stuff.
Yeah.
Depression, and then acceptance.
Great. So it's gonna go downhill first. I'm so glad. I did want to share. I saw something the other day that really resonated with me about Mother's Day. Because I told you I really wanted to kind of ignore all of it. But it basically said, you know, yes, my mother is gone. This is hard. It's debilitating. But I'm also here to like carry on her legacy. So that Mother's Day should be a mixture of gratitude and grief, love and loss, and equal parts of beauty and heartbreak. And that, you know, to encourage people to say her name, to tell stories about her, because the more people don't talk about her, it is like she's gone. And I think people haven't been talking about her a lot just because it does piss me off.
It don't even make Devin sad. It just pisses
me off. It pisses me off. Like when people, the thing that makes me the most ragey lately is people asking for her shit. That pisses me off. Well,
that's,
Don't fucking know.
I think you should think of something that you could do every year on Mother's Day as like your own celebration, recognition of your mom. Because
I like that.
To me, I'm very much like, I don't know, y'all know my personality, but it, for me, I feel like it would help like channel like your feelings, and then I'm very good at compartmentalizing stuff. So it, like in that situation for me, I'd be like, if I do this like one thing, and this is like, this is for my mom, this is how I'm gonna like celebrate her, remember her. And then once that's done, I can like
go about
your lock
day.
That little key, it's done, and then I can go about the rest of my day. And I can still feel like a little sad, upset, but it won't be as overly emotional because I've already done something for me to like recognize that piece of my feelings and my grief and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah, I actually really like that. My therapist recommended something similar, like to do something to honor her, some type of whatever it may be, whether I buy her favorite flowers or, you know, go to a spot she likes or just whatever.
I like a candle. Every Christmas Eve, I light a candle for my dad.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And it's simple, but still a very nice tribute.
Mm-hmm. And then every, on his birthday, I always play. He was Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. It also has his birthday in the song, like literally the first line. Do you remember the 21st of September? That's my dad's birthday.
I love that.
So whenever I hear the song, it immediately makes me think of my dad. And so like I'll play that like on his birthday, like this past year, because Stokely's old enough to remember, like he doesn't fully understand what death is, but he gets that, you know, that he's not here and he's in a place called heaven that we can't go to. That's how I kind of explained it to him. So I was like, it's Papa's birthday, like let's yell like happy birthday, and if you yell it loud enough, like he'll be able to hear you because they can hear you in heaven. So like that's kind of how I explained it to him. So maybe like tell Miles to just to yell happy Mother's Day to
his, like
whatever
that.
He called your mother. Gigi, that's, Mimi,
yeah, Gigi. Oh,
Gigi, yeah,
that's such a good idea,
because like at that age, like it's so simple for them, like he's
exactly.
Just, it doesn't come with all of the baggage that we
have. Yes, all the bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Well, always on Swirl and Sip, we like to obviously encourage everyone who's a mother to take care of themselves, take time for themselves. And if you've lost your mom or you're going through that grief like Devin is, to recognize it, sit in it. I tell Devin this all the time. As someone who's lost a parent, not my mother, but I've lost a parent, or, you know, if you've lost anyone, it's okay to recognize those feelings, to sit in those feelings for a little bit, and then move on. Like, don't sit in it too long that it fucks up the whole rest of your day, but like recognize that you have those feelings and they're genuine feelings. And, you know, don't worry about if anybody tells you you should be over it, or, you know, makes you feel like, why do you still feel upset? Like, don't listen to any of that. So if you're struggling with Mother's Day, we are right here with you. It's okay. big hugs from us. It'll be okay. It will get better at some point. Unsubscribe from all of those email lists so that way you're not triggered. Maybe stay off of social media so that way you're not triggered.
Fuck that shit.
Do things to protect your mental space. And then make sure you're celebrating yourself, because like I said, we as moms, it's one of the hardest, if not the hardest job that you can have, that you don't get paid for. So like recognize that you're doing it as a mother and it's not easy. We really should be celebrated for more than just one day out of the year. Let's be honest.
Hell yeah.
Cause I know all of y'all out there are just like me and like carry your household more so, like a lot of things probably fall to you as the mom.
Yeah.
The emergency contact for everything. Like, so just celebrate yourself and enjoy yourself and have fun and like recognize that you're important and you matter. So
I love that.
Yeah. So happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners out there. Whether you are a mom, whether you're struggling to be a mom, whether you want to be really bad. We see all of you guys. We understand all of that. In the meantime, if you want to wish Devin a happy Mother's Day, she won't see it until after the fact. but if you do want to wish her a happy Mother's Day and make her feel better and lift her spirits on her first Mother's Day without her mother, you can comment on our social media on Instagram at hello or at Swirl and Sip Podcast. So make sure that you wish her happy Mother's Day. I'm sure it will lift her spirits when she sees it next Tuesday.
Now you're gonna make me cry.
And you can also share with us how you plan on celebrating this weekend, because I would love to hear that. I'm going to a cookout. That's what we're doing this weekend. So
nice.
Yeah. So we'll be at a cookout. So yeah, if you want to share what your plans are, wish Devin a happy Mother's Day, or Sheree, because you know she's still baking baby number two. So she deserves a real happy Mother's Day at this point, right? as she becomes a mom for the second time. So you can do that on our Swirl and Sip on Instagram. You can always email us too if you want to share some of your stories or how it's been if you've lost a mother or if you're experiencing your first Mother's Day without your mom. We would love to hear those stories as well. If anything, just to help you feel better and make it be a cathartic release, you can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast. If you want to support the show, you can do so on patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. Gives us a little bit of money to help us to do things like I would say pay Rajesh, but I'm the one who edits the podcast now, so if you want to help support me in my editing, it would be greatly appreciated. But you also get things like extended wine talk, behind the scenes of the podcast, so we would love your support. Again, it's patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. Make sure that you like, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app. We are available on all the big ones: Apple, Google Play, Spotify, all of that good stuff. The rating and the reviewing is, of course, what really helps, because it helps other people find the show. Pretty sure that's all of my spiel.
Yep.
Devin's getting into it now. She knows it now. Until our next episode, make sure you have your wine glasses ready.
Bye.